You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the Resident Doctors Association announced that they had come to an agreement with the District Health Board over safer rosters. Dylan Kelly, my producer, spoke to Catherine Foster, a resident doctor, about her interpretation of the deal and whether the changes are adequate.
The main improvement with our safer rosters is a limit on consecutive days worked. So we no longer are able to work more than 10 days in a row without some compensatory time off to recover from a number of 16-hour days and working over a weekend. So that's the biggest thing. We've also limited the number of night shifts we're able to work. We're limiting them to 4 nights on in a row with no more than 10 hours worked at a time to improve both safety for us and safety for our patients.
Do you personally think these changes are adequate?
I think they're a really good starting point. There's always ways to improve safety and health, and we'll be looking very closely at the outcomes, but certainly a limit on hours is a very solid starting point.
And the District Health Board agreed to the safer working hours, but the resident doctors, I believe, wanted the right to veto rosters that they do not like. Is this correct?
So the resident doctors have always had a clause in their contract that requires 2/3 of them to agree to any changes in their job description. That's something that's been there for a long time. We have that there to protect us from changes made unilaterally to the hours in the description of the jobs we do. We wanted to keep that, particularly going into this process, in order to maintain some accountability and enforce the changes that we've made. The DHBs were concerned that we would try and use it as a way to change our contracts, but we can't contract out of the contract. So it's there to keep us safe, and we've managed to maintain that.
And are we likely to see any more strikes in the near future, or will this satisfy the resident doctors for the time being?
I really hope it does satisfy the resident doctors. Striking has never been something we've looked forward to. It's always been an option of last resort. And with this settlement, we hope to be able to present it to the members and get their approval. And I think for the vast majority of people, the vast majority of doctors, they're going to be really happy with the settlement. I would really like to say thank you to the patients, the families who've supported us through this process. We've been doing it to improve patient safety as well as safety for ourselves, and we're really grateful for the support of the community.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.